Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, are you two really into nipple play?
Probably not as much as the next guy.
Oh, really? Tell me why.
Don't look at me.
That's just not your thing?
Well, maybe TBD.
Like maybe down the road. He said TBD.
Wait, it's been a year. You haven't touched the breasts?
No, nipple play.
Yeah.
Nipple play.
Maybe that's something in the future.
I know, but you can't touch a breast without getting into some nipple play, like a little pinch or a tug or something like that.
Yeah, but nipple play connotes a little more serious,
yes,
focus on the area.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, you know, Diane, when's the last time you read GQ?
It's been a while.
Well, I stumbled on something when it says sometimes a simple pinch isn't enough.
That doesn't classify nipple play then.
This headline does. The best nipple clamps will bring painful pleasure to your sex life.
Oh.
A whole thing about nipple clamps and stuff? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Eye-opening, you mean?
Say again?
It was eye-opening?
Oh, not only eye-opening, but very, very intriguing. Very intriguing. And listen, I guess there are some people that would say, no, you know what? Nipples aren't my thing. That's okay. That's okay. Everybody's got their own thing. But I will say, I've never used clamps. Color me prude, but I've never used clamps.
On someone or yourself?
No, definitely on someone. I would not use them on me.
Why not?
Say again?
Why not?
Not my thing.
Okay, so it goes both ways.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, if Jackie was like, hey, I bought some clamps, let me put them on you, I think I'd be like,
What if it's not as, like, a clamp is in a package, and it's probably got a picture of a hunky guy on it or whatever. What if it's just a clothespin? Something just out of the laundry room.
I've seen clothespins on people, but I've only seen them. No, I went to a sex club.
You were at an event. Yeah.
Well, not an event. I just went to a sex club.
Yeah, okay.
You were hosting.
And there was a dude who was like, he had his arms and his legs tied up, and they had, I don't know how you get that many clothespins on testicles, but they had them all over his Balzac. Like all over the place. Hey, Christian, will you do me a favor? Will you find me some people that are into nipple play, please? And you said like that connotes like clamps and stuff like that. There are so many different. I had no idea what I was walking into here. No idea. But yeah, Christian, will you find me a couple of people who are into nipple play, please? 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. Grant, I'm going to put you on hold. You enjoy the money. Best of luck winning the grand prize. And if we get down that road of nipple play, you'll call me back.
I sure will.
All right, buddy. Hey, you got it. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Diana, you've never owned a clamp, have you?
No.
I don't see that being your thing. I don't see that being your thing.
No.
And they do say...
What about a clothespin? You're going right to clamp.
clothespin is a type of clamp. As a matter of fact, clothespins are, I mean, they're designer, but clothespins are, they gave me this whole breakdown of like people who are into nipple play.
I picture a chain between clamps though.
Oh, some of them have that.
Yeah.
And, but these are like, hold on, where is the, here you go. Clothespins. Tom of Finland Brothers pin nipple clamps. $36, but all they are clothespins, but it looks like, you know what the part that would clamp
yeah.
together where it's wood?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's like some kind of like felt or something on there.
Oh, so it's a little cushion.
Well, yeah, you don't want me to take two pieces of wood and just slam it on your nipple.
But I'm sure in a pinch, plenty of people are doing that with the one they may have at the laundry room.
The guy that they had, first of all, who owns a clothespin?
I don't see the felt you're talking about.
No, don't you see where? Oh, it's, you know what? No. Maybe on that other one, it looks like there's felt, but there might not be.
There's got to be in this introduction some discomfort, some pain. That's what it's about.
Well, of course,
these are clearly weighted. To pull down.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's where you're not getting.
Well, that guy, the guy who I saw that was all strapped up, his balls were being pulled down. Now it could just be the weight of 500 clothespins on his Zach.
Yeah, made of stainless steel, heavy for additional pain and pleasure.
Yes, and yes, obviously they say that it is. You know what's weird? Can I be real honest?
These photos.
But can I be real honest? When I think of nipple play, though, I really do think of women.
No.
Really?
Because it's probably because you don't ever picture them on yourself.
That's true. That is true.
So for you, it's always putting them
on someone. Exactly.
A woman.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no, these go both ways.
Diane, when you think of nipple clamps, do you think of them being attached to you or are you attaching them to Scott?
Me.
What are you laughing at?
I'd prefer to think of Scott wearing them.
Of Scott putting them on you. But they do say that for people, there's a couple of scenarios. Number one, there are just some people that like nipple play, right? Listen, nipples are awesome. Number one. Number two, they also said for people who are trying to kind of dip their toe into the BDSM world,
right,
that it's a very safe and comfortable place to start.
It's a toe dip.
It's a nipple clip. There, but it's not, I'm not flogging you.
Okay.
Wait, on Amazon for these steel.
The Toms of Maine or whatever they're called.
What? Clothespins. This review says, oops, ordered by mistake. I did not realize these were nipple clamps. What did they, look at the photos.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're larger sized.
Did they just
stainless steel? Maybe
like
they thought you were like
clothespins.
I got to hang up this heavy jacket. I better get something with some oomph to it.
So no for Scott on these things.
No.
So, but would he be more into? Let me show you another one. So that's the Toms of Maine. This one is the Spartacus Alligator Tip Nipple Clamp. Now this is going to combine a little bit of what Tyler was talking about with a little bit of something that we all have seen. It almost looks like a little bigger size roach clip.
Okay.
With a chain in the middle. Why do I need the chain in the middle? You know what else it looks like? This only works for people who have motorcycles, but jumper cables for a motorcycle shrunken down. So that instead of attaching to the engine of your bike, you're attaching it to nipples.
The chain, is that for tugging?
I think so. Tugging, leading, maybe just not losing.
Or it could just be for decoration, because it doesn't then look like you have jumper cables on your boobs.
Nipples, right. Because not on your boobs.
This is a pretty simplistic design.
It is.
So the chain kind of adds something, just like it does for my wallet.
No, but the chain and the way that it's got like it's black a little bit, it kind of gives it that, you know, like that BDSM black leather look. If Scott came home with those today, would you be like, okay, or would you be like, what's her name?
Yeah, I wouldn't be into it. Although, Miss Edna...
Well, don't be so prude.
Miss Edna in the review says, great clips for keeping art projects together. They were not used for what they're sold for.
The...
Wait, with the chain?
Yes.
Okay, you could get away with the stainless steel clothespins, but these, you'd be like, why are there rubber tips and plastic grips?
I got to keep this collection together.
Yeah, it's a collection of nipples on your body. Hot.
But more than two nipples on the body?
No, just the clamps. Oh. Those clamps are pretty hot. Where am I going? Line one? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, my wife and I love nipple play.
Do you really?
I actually have three nipples. Yeah, I have three nipples. Well, it's actually a big skin tag, but she doesn't know that.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. All right, let me find a real nipple play person. Hi, Yelly in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Are you talking to me?
I sure am.
Oh, hi. I'm Emily. How are you?
Hi, Emily.
You have so many questions, and I can answer them for you.
Are you big into nipple play?
A lot of people don't know this. Well, yes. A lot of people don't know this. I'm going to give you guys a little secret. The bigger your boobs are, the less sensitive your nipples are.
Wait, say that again? Say that again?
The bigger your boobs are, naturally, the bigger your boobs are, the less sensitive your nipples are. I got my nipples pierced when I was 23, and if I didn't have those in, I've woken up with my nipples being complete scabs before because I couldn't even tell.
So how did they end up being scabs?
Play.
Because I couldn't feel him rip my nipple off my body.
Oh, whoops.
Is that just because a larger breast is more fatty tissue?
Jesus, make it sound hot. I'm sorry. Say again, Emily.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the chain. It's just the pull. I mean,
it is to pull.
Okay.
It is to pull.
It's part of nipple play. But I mean, I don't know. I guess it really depends on the person. Like, it doesn't do much for me unless, like, I don't. It's either pain, which is like good pain, you know?
Good pain.
Or like nothing, or nothing at all. But then sometimes it could be like, okay, that's where it's a little too much pain. But it's one or the other. For me, I'm a 38H, and I have been, like, my
38H! Yeah!
They're insane. They're
really?
Insane. They're gross. They're disgusting.
Diane,
I'm going to get a breast reduction.
Right. No, I was going to say, Diane, is that true? I mean, but prior to the reduction, would you agree that the larger...
Excuse me.
Prior to the reduction,
Sorry. The
larger the breast, the less feeling in the nipple.
I mean, I was just going with what I was working
with. Yeah, I mean, that's all you got. Yeah. But would you say that you were...
I can see that.
...reduced feeling in the nipple?
Yeah.
Like, would I have to scab you before you knew anything was going on?
Never went that far.
But it's funny because, like, people with really small boobs have really, really sensitive nipples, and I had no idea, so I had to do some research. And I'm like, man, you could, like, pull mine off, and I wouldn't even realize it. That's why right. I got my nipples here, so I wouldn't have to deal with all that.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
And so for them all.
Wow, 48H. That's something. That is something.
So 38.
38. 38.
There's a big difference, buddy.
Is it really? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh.
It really,
I mean, in either
really
way,
is.
It looks like two cantaloupes racing down a
back.
Hill. That is true. That is true. Emily, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
From Crystal, OMG, Elliot, stop it. You're making my skin crawl. I hate my nips being touched.
Who is that from?
That's from Crystal.
Why? Crystal?
No. OMG, no. My skin is crawling. She just keeps tweeting.
Oh, wait, that's Crystal?
That's Crystal again.
Why does Crystal hate her nipples being touched?
This is my version of hell, eternal nipple play, barf.
Wait, why does Crystal hate that? I don't know that I've ever met... Listen, you may not be into nipple play, but I don't know if I've ever met anybody that's like, you touch my nipples, I'll slap that hand.
Maybe they're overly sensitive. We've talked
about... Would that be really small boobs?
Maybe.
Like, if you're part of Itty Bitty Club?
Or it just could be that's the way their body reacts.
Hmm.
But I think some people really don't like to be tickled because
okay, that is completely
different.
It's not
that it hurts. It's just it's
that's me. I hate being tickled. Yeah, I hate being tickled.
I love tickling you.
I hate being don't say that. I hate being tickled.
Nobody freaks out. But I can do it now with my arms. I don't have a sling. I don't know why.
Afraid he's
that motion.
He's gonna tinkle.
The
I'm gonna get him so good.
The no. But like yes, I don't like being tickled. Right?
Yeah.
But if I heard somebody talking about tickling, I don't go like, oh, barf, don't stop. You're making my skin crawl. If anything, I'm making my nipples hard right now.
You sounded like you were conducting an experiment and having people listen into you being tortured in another room.
Oh, barf, stop it. Ah, the pain. Ah, I can't take it anymore. Ah. Line two, don't touch me. God damn it. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
You almost broke my elbow.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Ellie. It's I'm calling from New Jersey. My name's Bart.
Hey, Bart from New Jersey. What can I do for you?
I was calling about the nipple clamps. The woman before answered pretty much everything with the chain, and I did the same. I used those and then got the piercings and just to get rid of the whole thing.
Oh, wait. So do you like nipple play, but on yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You've never done that when you're already?
No, I've never done nipple play. I've never had them on myself. What kind do you like on you?
Oh, the ones we're talking about, it's just a chain like that. It's just, I mean, the most simplest.
And that's for me to drag you. So I put those, I get your nipples hard and I clamp up on them. And then I kind of pull on the chain a little bit.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's good when you're with somebody and just as good when you're by yourself.
Hey, oh really? So you'll clamp yourself up and tug on them.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, do you that gets you going? Like, do you masturbate and play with your nipples?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Even without the clamps. I pull them, I twist them.
So you give yourself a purple nurple right in the middle of,
I had suction cup ones. The first ones I ever got, I was like 19, were like suction cups.
Yes, hold on.
Is that on your list?
Hold on. No.
Okay.
Did you have the Blush Temptasis nipple squeeze pump system?
You know, I don't know. They were just like these little squeezy rubber things you put on there and you squeeze them and they kind of pull them out a little bit.
So I'm looking at this thing now.
Black.
Yes, I'm looking at this thing now. So Diane, you know, like when you get your blood pressure taken,
mm-hmm.
they squeeze that handle.
Yeah.
Right. So you take, and so there's one of those mm-hmm. and it's on a tube and then the tube splits. So you could go to each nipple
right?
and each nipple's got a suction cup. So you kind of go, lick them, stick them, and then just start squeezing,
okay.
and it sucks your nipples right into the thing.
You need to be careful with this, no?
It's crazy. And look, it's kind of glass see-through. It looks like, it would look like I'm shoving a hot dog into a test tube. It's just, and again, they tell you, you get it?
How long are your nipples?
But you make them really long. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. How long is your nipple?
God. What part of the body is that?
You say again?
Do we all have that? What is that?
That's that guy, that, the guy who called with the skin tag is like, I told you I got three.
What is that? What is that?
I don't know.
That,
he's
that
got,
just on the skin?
Well, why would you put them there?
Well, how strong is this?
I told you. Lick
oh,
them,
my God.
Lick them, stick them, and squeeze.
You look like a mother dog.
That looks like it's on the small of the back above the ass crack.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
So this is like looks all painful. Over body.
Hey, dude,
pumping
but
system.
The, you use the lick them, stick them, and squeeze them.
Are you still on with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a whole. That sounds like a whole contraption there. No, they were just like these little black. I don't know what they're like. These little tubes, kind of things, and you just one on each, one on the other, and you
squeeze them.
Kind of just squeeze them, and its own suction kind of just sucks them in. Yeah.
Hey, Bart, yeah. I'm going to try this weekend, Labor Day. Two things I got to try over Labor Day. I got to try vanilla ice cream with tomatoes on it. I'm going to try masturbating while playing with my own nipples. I'm going to think of you, Bart.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to think of you.
And try a pinky, too.
Pinky.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All right. Very good. That's a different article in GQ. All right. Very good. I can't do that.
This does, just in case, this has a quick release button.
Abort! Abort!
If you've sucked too hard.
Yeah, no, I told you. And you saw in the back, or whatever part of the body that was, I told you, you could suck a nipple all the way into that thing.
It's a medical-grade pump ball.
I bet you can do some damage.
Say again?
You probably do some damage with that thing.
Well, think of Emily, the first woman. I could pull her whole nipple off. She wouldn't feel it.
The talk Monday morning or Tuesday morning will be... Is Elliot into cupping? Is he swimming?
I bet it looks like that. I bet your areola looks like cupping.
Yeah.
So, yep, okay. Line 8. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, it's Kitty in Fairfax.
It is not Kitty. Are you serious?
Yes.
Anyway.
I've spoken to you before about such things, but I'm pretty much always perky, always. So I have several different types, including like bells for wearing around the house. But
wait a minute, hold on,
nipple bells.
Hold on. So like you walk around the house just like ding 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 ding.
Yeah, you know, give hubby a little something to think about. But wait, the best one is this beautiful necklace, and then it has a little chain that goes to each side, and I like to wear that out on date night. So you know. Someone might notice.
Over your clothes?
The dress. Huh? No, underneath the dress.
Oh, but maybe it's like a V-neck so you could see the chain.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's hot.
Yeah, my husband likes it.
So when you have the bells on, are you just like walking around the apartment with like no clothes on?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a little, you know, something for him to, when he's working, gets a little distracted. Yeah.
Hey, and now would you only be into like are you into nipple play because you said I believe I'm always perky?
Well, I mean, I'm not super sensitive, but the guys love it, you know.
Right. Well, the guys, I'm assuming your husband, and prior to that, all the guys.
Well, we're
okay, Tyler, can you please?
That's those are
her moves.
Singing, yeah.
Ding 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 ding. Anyway,
you ruined that song, Alex.
What do you use? Like, so what? So other than the chain, do you have the suction cup thing? The lick 'em, stick 'em, and squeeze?
I don't need that. No.
Okay, now don't go getting all...
You're ridiculous. I have nipple bells. Why do I need that? You weirdo.
Do you use stuff on him?
No, I'm not into that. I just like to show off myself.
Oh, God bless you.
For sensitivity, a lot of people have taken issue with what the previous caller said.
Emily with the 38H.
About size and sensitivity and the correlation. Does she agree with that? Because a lot of people do not.
How big are your boobs, if you don't mind?
I'm a C cup.
Okay. No, that's fine. No reason. No, that, good for you. Yeah, no, well, normal's D, but that's okay. The, do you, no, but you're sensitive, though, right?
I'm less sensitive, probably, than most.
Less?
They're a lot of fun. Less, uh-huh. But they're always perky.
Did you just clamp the sensitivity out of them?
No.
Huh. Wait, so people don't agree with that. This is from Carrie, or maybe it's Kari. What she's saying is a lie. There is no correlation to breast size and nipple feeling. 34N. Kari. Wow. 34N. Woo!
You done?
No, that's no. I'm not making fun. That's amazing.
No, you're picturing
the. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in a here you go, Zan. Another 38H here. I love nipple play.
So it comes down maybe to the individual.
You could use their bra as almost like a parachute.
And they've never heard that joke before.
Oh, Diane gets all sensitive. Not there. All right. Very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you,
bye,
man.
Baby.
Bye, baby. Bye. Yeah. Oh, what? Please what? Don't call me that.
What else is on your list?
Is Crystal still going nuts?
She said maybe that's her problem because she's a B cup.
No, but now we're learning that's not the case. I feel like I have sensitive nipples.
Why are you rubbing it right now?
Because it's very sensitive.
Talking about it? You're like Crystal.
No,
because you're a bigger cup.
Best magnetic nipple clamps? Master Series crowned magnetic nipple clamps. I don't even know how this works, to be honest. It looks like a small crown. Oh, so I see what it does. Mm-hmm. Diane, I pulled this magnetic part up aside. I turn it this way. Uh-huh. So almost like my nipple's wearing a crown.
Right.
And to hold it on, there are two magnets that clip on.
It's like a little barbell almost in the middle of it.
Yeah, but that's the magnet. Mm-hmm. So separate the magnet and put your nipple in there, and it clicks to the nipple.
It gives your nipples a regal BDSM glimmer.
It does, right? Like they're little crowns on your nipples. That's hot.
It's certainly the most decorative of the ones we've seen so far.
Yes. Yeah. Like, if I saw that, I'd be like, holy crap.
And if you're listening and hearing all these recommendations and thinking, I can't write fast enough, they are on Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely. I'm also going to host a show over the weekend and sell them like I'm selling like Pampered Chef.
What are a couple of people have mentioned Clover clamps. What are those? Are those on your list?
Clover clamps? I don't think so. No, I think because I got to that lick 'em and stick 'em thing. Frisky power pinchers? $23.
Oh, I thought those were nicknames for your hands.
No, Frisky power pinchers. These are like little things that just they're small clamps, but I can zap them.
Oh, they vibrate.
Yeah, I give them a little zap, and they go blah, blah, blah. Like clang 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 clang. But yeah, these zap a little bit.
For more power and direct, Tim the Toolman Taylor, and direct stimulation.
Unbelievable. What are the Clover ones?
They came up on Amazon. It looks like when you pull, it kind of tightens more. And not just because it's clamped on there, but because of the design. It almost like a finger trap.
Oh, that's, you know, it's funny. I was just going to ask, is it like the, but I can't remember what I can call that and what I can't call that.
How about a finger trap?
The finger trap. So the nipple goes in, but I can't get it off. So I keep pulling and pulling and pulling, and all I'm doing is pulling and pulling.
Oh, yeah, here they are. Here's a picture of them. You see that?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, that's interesting. But yeah, it's like a finger trap.
Yeah,
and they got a chain.
Designed to become tighter as you pull on the chain. And offer maximum pressure for an intense and localized experience.
How do you get them off?
Oh, I usually got my mom for the finger trap. Not so sure you're going to want to run to your parents for this.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
For first-timers, oh, this is really important.
Oh, wait.
For first-timers, please check every 15 minutes to ensure there's no bruising.
Oh, they do say, I'm glad you said that. In this whole article I read, they said that you shouldn't clamp your nipple for more than 30 minutes.
Because, I mean, you could do, like, permanent damage to it, right?
Well, they didn't say why. They just said that you shouldn't clamp a nipple for more than 30 minutes. I'm sorry. Hi, who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Rose from Woodbridge.
I'm sorry. I missed your first name?
Rose.
Rose. Right. Yes. What can I do for you?
I just want to say the lady that was saying that the smaller your boobs are, the sensitive you are. That is not true.
Because are you small? Are you small breasted?
Yeah, I'm a B cup, and I like my nipples pinched, pulled, twisted. And I do not want to get my nipples pierced because I like it so much, and I'm scared to get my nipples pierced.
That's fine.
Because I don't want to not like it anymore.
But are you saying that you're sensitive or not sensitive?
Not sensitive.
Oh, you're not sensitive. Interesting. Interesting. But yet you love nipple play.
Yes.
Do you have clamps?
Nope.
Would you try them?
Yes.
Yeah. No, good for you. Good for you. Are you married? Well, or like, are you with someone?
Yes.
Right. Would they flip out if you came home with the like the suction cups or something?
No, I think he'll be down with it.
So do it. Labor Day. Knock out summer.
I mean, maybe it'll worth a try.
Yeah, exactly. And don't feel bad about the bees. You got what you got.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. It is what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. Kari's got a 34N. Woo. All right.
My back won't hurt.
That is true. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Tyler.
Jen on Facebook writes, so it'll probably shut down this conversation. I have larger breasts and H cup and had little sensitivity until I had a hysterectomy.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
And now they are on fire and I love it. Best thing to ever happen to me. I have clamps. They are two fire emojis.
By the way, wasn't expecting it to go that way.
No, not at all.
So she got the hysterectomy and everything was like, get up here. Good for her.
And now people are wondering if breastfeeding enhances.
Okay.
Or hurts.
No, who cares?
Yeah. That's how you responded to the celebration of the 10-year anniversary for the Time magazine cover. It was in Newsweek. Where was the 4-year-old standing on the chair breastfeeding?
Oh my God.
Oh,
it's been a decade.
Yeah.
The kid's 14 now.
Woo. Oh,
and he loves that cover.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.